The next patient is Gwendolyn Claite. The last name is C-L-A-I-T-T. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old female that suffers from polycystic kidney disease. The patient has been losing kidney function on a regular basis and has reached the point in which she is extremely weak. She used to weigh 169 pounds, is down to 131 pounds. She has lost the appetite, is becoming acidotic, and she has anemia. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia or fluid overload or hypertension. Period. The renal replacement therapies were explained a long time ago. The patient went for a vascular access in the left upper extremity that is functioning well. And at this point, she wants to get better because she's without any appetite, extremely weak, and losing weight. For that reason, we are going to start therapy. I explained to her that since she has been prepared well in advance. We can start her as outpatient, period. I had to mention in this narrative that at the beginning of September, she was admitted to the hospital because she was very unsteady on her feet. And the transplant clinic requested an MRI of the head in which ischemic changes were noticed. The patient was directed to the hospital, and the most likely possibility was the presence of acute ischemic stroke. The patient has recovered. She has recovered. She doesn't have any sequela. I explained to the patient the logistics. We are going to request a hepatitis profile. We are going to submit the papers to the Fresenius Kidney Care. Once the chair is approved, she will be started as outpatient. Orders at the dialysis center will be written. Side effects, possibilities, risks were explained at length to the patient, and she agreed to the plan. Period. I invested in reviewing the hospitalization 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.